For Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. As automobile manufacturers add more and more special features to their cars, the systems that these vehicles rely on become more and more complex and also more and more vulnerable to outside tampering. Now, hundreds of thousands of vehicles produced by one major manufacturer are vulnerable to remote hacking that can take over critical systems like brakes, steering, and transmission. An ongoing investigation into the security of Chrysler vehicles bears some pretty startling conclusions. In a couple of weeks, security researchers will reveal the details of a zero-day exploit that affects some 471,000 cars. Put bluntly, hackers can take complete control of the cars from thousands of miles away. For now, owners of vehicles with the Uconnect feature should install the update as soon as possible. The patch must be manually installed via USB stick or by dealership mechanics. Many researchers have come to the conclusion that human beings are not from Earth after a balloon came back from a high-altitude flight. It was covered with microscopic life forms that originated from space, fueling debate about whether life on Earth began here or elsewhere in space. Other scientists have argued that life originated on Mars due to a mineral found in Martian meteorites, a concept that is crucial for the genesis of life. Another experiment showed that amino acids could have arrived with comet impacts, suggesting life could be widespread in our solar system. A new book by American ecologist Dr. Ellis Silver, Humans Are Not From Earth, looks at things differently. The author argues that humans may not be natives to Earth and may have arrived separately from elsewhere. Silver provides arguments based on human physiology, suggesting that we have not evolved along with other life forms on Earth, but that we actually come from elsewhere in the universe, brought here by extraterrestrial beings tens of thousands of years ago. This is Dark Matter News.
Every day, the world rises, but for those with narcolepsy, sleep at night is challenging, and staying awake during the day is sometimes impossible. Narcolepsy affects 3 million people. Terrifying hallucinations can be confused with reality, and laughter can trigger knee buckle or collapse. Do you rise when the world does, or does your body tell you something else? Talk to a sleep specialist for answers. I'm Julie Fligar, and you're not alone with narcolepsy.
Do you suffer from the heartbreak of brain rot, feeling bored, sluggish, listless, not had a new idea in days, using electronic gizmos without a clue why they work? Now there's help. Ham Radio, guaranteed to stimulate your corroding neurons and open a whole new world of excitement. To learn more about Ham Radio, go to helloradio.org.
Side effects of ham radio usage include mental stimulation, desire for education, new career paths, understanding of technology, and cases of addiction have been reported. If you experience any of these symptoms, you're welcome.
Ham Radio, it's not your granddaddy's radio anymore.
Robotic surgery. It's on the rise as doctors look to make procedures less invasive. But according to a new study, the strategy comes with some risks. Looking at more than 10,000 incident reports from the FDA spanning from 2000 to 2013, researchers found that robots were involved in 144 patient deaths and 1,391 patient injuries. For most of the reports involving death, very little information was shared on why the patient died, meaning it's difficult to say whether it was human error, a problem with the robot, or the risks inherent in surgery. Overall, the study found 550 error reports per 100,000 surgical procedures involving robots, most of them not resulting in death or injury. The search for intelligent life in the universe is getting an injection of resources, brains, and money from Silicon Valley. Tech investor Yuri Milner, alongside physicist Stephen Hawking and famed astrophysicist and cosmologist Lord Martin Reeves, announced the breakthrough initiatives on Monday. Over the next 10 years, Milner will invest some $100 million. It will give scientists access to powerful technology, including some of the best telescopes in the world. Milner said that the idea is to bring a Silicon Valley-type approach to the research. It'll be able to gather more data in a single day than any previous search gathered in an entire year. Its scope will include 1 million nearby stars, the galactic center, 100 nearby galaxies, and the entire plane of the Milky Way. All the data collected will be open to the public, and the hardware and open source software will be compatible with telescopes around the world so other countries and researchers can join the research. Breakthrough Listen will team up with SETI at Home, an existing platform of 9 million computers that lets citizen scientists participate in the quest by donating spare computing power. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.